Title: One Sample Challenge Jungle Textures Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing a classic producer brain bender, the One Sample Challenge Jungle Textures Edition, in Ableton Live. The rule is simple: you get one single audio sample as your only source of sound. No extra drum hits, no synths, no secret extra loops. Everything you hear must be derived from that one piece of audio. And the goal is also specific. We want a rolling jungle or drum and bass loop, around 170 to 176 BPM, with a kind of texture, where it feels like there's a whole kit and a whole atmosphere even though it's all the same source. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM. That's a sweet spot for this. Before we even touch devices, here's the first teacher move. Audition the sample into rolls. This saves you from wasting time polishing the wrong source. So, grab your one sample and make 3 to 5 quick duplicates. On each duplicate, do only a few fast moves, transpose it, filter it, change warp mode, change the envelope length, 30 seconds per duplicate. Your goal is to see if the sample can convincingly become three categories. 1. Something transient, like a drum hit. 2. Something sustained or tonal, like a bass note or mid-layer. 3. Something noisy or airy, like atmosphere or tops. If it can't do at least two of those convincingly, it might still work, but you'll be fighting the whole way. Now, the build. We're going to make three main tracks first, and then split off extra rolls as we go. Drag your one sample onto a MIDI track so it loads into Simpler. Then duplicate that track twice so you have three versions. Name them: A. Drum Slice, B. Bass, C. Atmos and FX. Let's start with drums, because Jungle is basically a percussion illusion machine. On the Drum Slice track, set Simpler to Slice mode. Slice by transient. Then adjust sensitivity until you get slices that feel usable, but not microscopic. If you overslice, you'll get chaos. We want a few strong anchors. Set playback to trigger. If your sample timing is sloppy, turn warp on inside Simpler. Now create a 1-bar MIDI clip and start placing slices like a breakbeat. Think in rolls, not in what the sample was originally. Put your kickish slices on beats 1 and 3. Put your snare-ish slices on 2 and 4. Then sprinkle little in between hits as ghosts. And here's a big jungle truth: ghost notes are the roll. If your pattern feels stiff, it usually means you have only the anchors and no quiet little blue hits between them. Quick stability check, super important. Click through your slices like one shots. If the low end thumps differently every time, your kick is going to feel inconsistent and weak. Fix it by tightening the slice start, so you're not including pre-transient flab. If needed, add a tiny fade in. And later, we'll also high pass below about 30 to 40 Hz to remove unpredictable rumble. Once the groove is in, add swing. Open the groove pool and try MPC 16 swing, somewhere around 55 to 60. Then commit it lightly, like 30 to 60%. We're not trying to make it drunk, just rolling. Now let's make these slices hit harder with a stock processing chain. First add EQ 8, high pass at about 25 to 35 Hz. 24 dB slope. Then if it feels boxy, dip around 250 to 400 Hz by a couple dB. If it needs snap, add a little around 3 to 6K. Then add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch very small, like 0 to 20%. If your kick slice supports it, you can use boom tuned low, around 20 to 40 Hz, but only if it sounds controlled. If it gets flubby, turn it off. Then add saturator, analog clip mode, drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. This is where that sounds like a record part starts happening, but don't overdo it. One of the most common mistakes in this challenge is stacking distortion and compressing everything into a small flat brick. Then add glue compressor, ratio 2 to 1. Attack 3 milliseconds, release auto, or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We want cohesion, not suffocation. Optional for old school grit. Redux very lightly. Downsample around 1.2 to 1.8x. Subtle. If you hear it as an effect, it's probably too much for the main loop. Save heavier redux for fills and transitions. Next, we're going to extract hats and air from the same sample. And yes, you can fake hats from almost anything. Duplicate your drum slice track and call it hats. On this track, use EQ 8 to high pass aggressively, somewhere around 4 to 8K. Then if the sample has any sheen, boost around 10 to 12K, add auto filter. Use high pass or band pass mode, add a tiny envelope amount so each hit gets a little tick. Envelope amount around 10 to 25 is often enough. Then add drum bus and push transients up, like plus 10 to plus 30. Keep drive small. Now sequence sparse off beats, and a few 16ths here and there for motion. Don't fill every gap. Jungle tops feel fast partly because the groove underneath is doing work. If you want that wiry jungle top layer, here's a bonus trick. High pass even harder, then add erosion in noise mode at a very low amount, and a tiny auto pan at a higher rate with a small amount. That fizzy animated top can come from basically any source, as long as you push it into the right frequency zone. Now bass. Go to track P, bass, and switch simpler to classic mode. Turn warp on. Use Complex Pro. Transpose down. Start at minus 12 or minus 24 semitones. Add glide, around 50 to 120 milliseconds, so notes can slide into each other. Enable the filter in simpler. Set it to LP24. Set cutoff around 120 to 250 Hz to start. Resonance around 0.2 to 0.6, and a little filter drive, maybe 2 to 6. We're basically carving the sample into something that behaves like a bass instrument. Now processing chain. First, saturator. Drive 4 to 10 dB. Soft clip on. This helps generate harmonics and stabilize perceived pitch, even if the original sample isn't tonal. Then corpus. This is a secret weapon for body. Try tube or beam mode. Tune it to your root note area. A starting range around 45 to 60 Hz often hits that dB weight zone, depending on key. Decay around 0.3 to 1.2 seconds. Dry wet around 10 to 35%. You want it to feel like the bass has a resonant chest, not like you're hearing a weird resonator effect. Then EQ 8. If your low end is stable, you can reinforce 50 to 90 Hz a bit, but be careful. Cut mud around 200 to 400 Hz by a few dB. If it's harsh, dip 2 to 4K slightly. Then add sidechain compression. Use compressor, sidechain input from the drum slice track. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. We want the bass to breathe with the kickish moments. And here's a big coaching note. Reference the feel, not the sound. Drop a commercial jungle or DNB track into Ableton, and don't try to match the timbre. Instead, compare three things: how dense the hit placement is, how quiet ghost notes are, and how hard the sidechain breathes. If those feel right, your one sample timbres will suddenly feel more legit. If your bass is messy but you need a cleaner sub, you can still do it legally. Duplicate your bass track. On the duplicate, low pass steeply around 80 to 120 Hz. Remove everything above. Add saturator with soft clip. Drive until the fundamental feels consistent. Then utility, width to zero so it's mono. Blend it under the main bass until the low reads as intentional. Now atmospheres and FX. Go to track C, Atmos and FX. In simpler, classic mode, turn warp on and choose texture warp mode. Grain size around 80 to 200, flux around 10 to 40. Transpose up 12 for hissy air or down 12 for a darker wash. Then add auto filter with a slow LFO. Rate around 0.05 to 0.15 Hz. Small amount. The goal is gentle movement, not wobble bass. Now add hybrid reverb. Use Hall. Decay 4 to 10 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 30 milliseconds. Low cut 200 to 400 Hz. High cut 6 to 10K. Mix around 30 to 60%. Then echo. Time 1/8 or 3/16. Feedback 20 to 35. Filter out lows below 300 Hz. Add a little modulation for width. Then utility. Push width to around 120 to 170%. And use bass mono around 120 Hz to keep the low end stable. If your Atmos starts washing out the mix, do this. Put a gate after the reverb. Set it gently so the reverb blooms, then shut sooner. It keeps space without a constant fog that masks your snare region. Now the resample trick. And this is how you keep momentum in a one sample challenge. Create an audio track, set its input to resampling, and record 8 bars of your Atmos chain. Then chop the best swells, tails, and weird moments. Jungle is sampler culture. Committing early is not a limitation, it's the workflow. In fact, let's add a concept. Commit points. Every time you get a usable drum loop, a usable bass note, or a usable Atmos bed, resample it to audio and keep both versions. One stays as the living version you can tweak, and one becomes the committed audio you can chop and arrange. This prevents the endless loop of tweaking devices forever. Next, stabs and fills. Take your drum slice or bass track and resample it. You can freeze and flatten, or just record it to audio. Then find a tasty micro moment, like 10 to 200 milliseconds. Load that into simpler as a stab. Set the amp envelope short. Decay around 150 to 350 milliseconds. Sustain at zero. Add a pitch envelope. Amount minus 12 to minus 24, decay 30 to 80 milliseconds. That pitch drop creates impact and makes almost any tiny sound feel like a hit. For grit, add overdrive, drive 20 to 50%, tone to taste, and redux lightly for crunch. If you want that old sampler behavior where stabs cut each other off, put multiple stabs into a drum rack and set a choke group so only one plays at a time. Instant jungle phrasing. Now we arrange. We're not just making a cool 8-bar loop, we want 16 to 32 bars that feel like a real mini track. Here's a practical 32-bar flow. Bars 1 through 8, intro, Atmos only, and filtered hats. Slowly open an auto filter cutoff over these 8 bars. Tease a tiny stab every 2 bars. Think DJ friendly, give the listener a reason to lean in. Bars 9 through 16, drop, full drums and bass. Bring in ghost notes and extra slices. End of bar 16, add 1 to 2 fills. This is where you can automate a bit of redux for the last half bar, then snap back clean on the one. That contrast hits hard. Bars 17 through 24. Variation. Make a second drum pattern, like an A and B break illusion. Keep the main anchors, but swap 2 slice notes, maybe move a ghost note to a different 16th. Nudge 1 to 3 notes slightly late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds, for push and pull. Alternative for 2 bars, B for 2 bars. It feels like a longer break even though it's the same one bar concept. Also add a call and response stab pattern here, and automate the bass filter cutoff slightly upward over the section for intensity. Bars 25 through 32, second drop or outro. Pull the hats out for 2 bars, then slam them back in. Add a resampled impact made from your own sample, like a reverb tail chopped into a hit. And if you want a tape stop style end, automate pitch or warp parameters and let a delay or reverb tail carry the exit. One more big arrangement upgrade, make an energy automation map. You only need one long automation lane to make this feel alive. Pick one, drum bus drive on drums, bass filter cutoff on bass, or reverb send or width on Atmos. Draw a slow ramp across 16 bars. Rolling music feels like something is always evolving, even if the pattern stays similar. Let's cover common mistakes quickly so you can dodge them. First, breaking the rule by sneaking in layers. Multiple tracks are fine, but every sound has to originate from the one sample. Second, no sub-discipline. High pass everything that doesn't need lows, and keep sub-mono under about 120 Hz with utility. Third, too much reverb on drums. Keep the punch. Put big reverb on Atmos and stabs, not the main break. Fourth, slicing too aggressively. This audio version is shortened for playback.